Next Wednesday, the annual March meeting, which is the start of the season of racing at Beddyville. And there'll be something different about next Wednesday because Michael Murphy has been a permanent fixture in Wexford Racetrack, and he will be, of course, still. But he stepped down. Eddie Scally, whom we know very well in Wexford, is also manager of Gorn Racetrack, and now he's taking on Wexford. Are you mad, Eddie?
No, look, I absolutely love Wexford, as you know, anyway, and I love Wexford Racecourse. So I was really honoured last year when Michael had asked me to just assist there kind of towards the tail end of the season when he was, you know, working through his own battles with his illnesses. And thankfully, we got on really well, and we always have got on really well. And when the season kind of drew to a close, he said to me, look, will we try and make this some type of a permanent fixture to see how it works? So we've agreed to it, and I'm going in with my eyes wide open. And in fairness to Michael, he's been there with me nearly every single day that I've been in Wexford, even this season since we started preparing for the March meeting. So there's some changes, but at the same time, still the same type of thing. You know, Michael is still there very much with me, and he's guiding me and helping me through it. So I'm very excited about the whole thing.
There's a lot of development that's taken place at Wexford, and I suppose principally the main one is reversing the way the horses run in the track, which it did mean that we lost flat races, but Wexford is in the home of the jump game, Eddie, so it's certainly made for a better track and a better class of horse coming to the course.
Reversing the direction of it was a big challenge for Wexford Racecourse to take on. Without question, it does make for a much better track. The running is far better. It's a lovely big uphill finish, which people do like. I know the loss of the flat racing is a bit disappointing. I wouldn't like to think it's gone forever. It's something I would love to work on to try and get them back. I do believe it's more than conducive with flat racing if they give it a chance. Initially, there was concerns maybe that the bend might be a little bit tight for flat racing, and I don't see that myself, you know, from being there, particularly over the last number of weeks with Kirk of the Course and with Michael, you know, looking at it. I wouldn't give up on it. But as you rightly say, it is a National Hunt track predominantly, and it is smack bang in the middle of National Hunt racing in Ireland, and it's a better track for it. We need to work with that now. We need to try and improve the spectacle of it, because obviously the winning post is a little bit away from the main stand, and that poses its own challenges.
It's been a difficult week for racing. You know Gordon Elliott very well. A lot of the criticism and a lot of the keyboard warriors, as I call them, were way over the top, in my opinion, Eddie.
The last 7 days has just been a terrible time for everybody involved in racing. It really was a tough week. And in fairness, I can see why people would be so disappointed and even outraged by the image. And in fairness to Gordon himself, you know, he did say it was completely indefensible, and you couldn't make a defence for it. But at the same time, you're right, Liam, in what you're saying. You know, the narrative is directed by mainstream media. I think there's a calculated campaign against Gordon from our friends across the water, the BHA coming out early with an announcement to ban him from entering horses in England while they awaited the result of the IHRB hearing. I thought it was a little bit nonsensical when he had no entries in England for 7 days. I just couldn't understand why they do a bit of grandstanding like that. The narrative that came with the whole thing and the keyboard warriors, as you say, some of the stuff that's been posted online on Twitter and Facebook, nothing short of vile, and how that man's mental health and everything is able to sustain that type of barrage of abuse is beyond me. Like, I always think back to the whole Caroline Flack thing and the big all them newspapers running with the paper headlines of, you know, you can be anything in life but be kind. They seem to forget these things when the daggers are out. And I'd say it was a terrible week for Gordon. He made a very, very terrible mistake, and he's been rightly punished for that, and hopefully we all move on now and drive on from that.
In terms of Beddyville, Eddie, I'm on the race supporters club there for a number of years. A lot of good work has been done. The reality is, I suppose, the facilities need to be improved, but all of that takes money, and there's no punters coming through the gates at the moment, so it's difficult for racing, isn't it?
No, it is. Like, it's a really challenging time for everybody in horse racing with no attendances. And as you say, you'd like to be able to do improvements on certain parts of infrastructure and build on it. But to do that, you need to finance these things. And at the same time as that, you need to be able to pay for borrowing money and things like that. You need to be able to furnish the loans. And at the moment, with no attendances at racetracks and whatnot, it's very hard to try and be progressive. Now, what we have been doing for the last 3 months, like, there's a very strong support for Wexford Racecourse. The supporters club are top class with them. The board of directors down in Wexford are very good. And on track itself, you know, Keane and Ian, the track foreman there, and Gillian O'Keefe and Michael, they're all very hardworking and honest and genuine people. So what we're just going to try and do at the moment is improve on anything that we can while we're being prudent, and at the same time have one eye on what we can do in the future should finances start come back, if finances allow it, obviously we would start looking at improving certain areas of the facilities for spectators on race days.
I wonder how much time will you be able to give to Wexford. I suppose you could say that there's not much work to be done with Gorn. It's brilliantly constructed, brilliantly organised. You have some fantastic meetings there. Probably a little bit easier maybe to take on the load of Wexford, is it?
It is. I wouldn't tell my board of directors that there's not a whole lot to be done in Gorn. I could be out the gap league. But the one thing I would say is that the season, the National Hunt campaign, National Hunt season in Gorn is a really, really hard time constraint and time, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of pressure on there, October, November, December, January, February, March. When my flat season starts off with attendances or without attendances, it's much easier to prepare the track for flat racing, and it's also much easier to get it back after. The flat horses are a lot smaller, they're not jumping, and they're flying through the ground, so it tends to be much easier to return it. Myself and Michael had looked at this. We knew the Wexford National Hunt season would kick off in March. The Gorn flat season kicks off pretty much at the same time. So it just means that I'm able to kind of dedicate time from March to October to Wexford, put as much as I can into Wexford at that time. And at the same time in Gorn, the flat season is a little bit easier for me to manage. And also, it's going to mean that both teams, the team that's currently in place in Gorn and the team that's in place in Wexford, are going to have to row in behind me. And I'm sure they will. But we'll get there. It'll be tough. But sure, it's like everything else, you know, if you want something done, you ask a busy man. And I think being involved in both tracks is only a good thing. There's many synergies that we can draw on between the two tracks, you know, using my own staff in Gorn to assist in certain things in Wexford. And likewise, some of the Wexford staff helping out my staff in Gorn at certain times of the year as well. So I think it's all just trying to formulate to become a bigger team, the two tracks together.
Seven race card on Wednesday, starting off with a Mayor's Maiden Hurdle. In fairness, a lot of the local trainers, Paul Nolan and the likes, and Sean Flanagan always likes to ride with top jockeys in the country. We were just on last night about how many good jockeys we have in Wexford at the moment. But as I said at the outset, Eddie, there's a lot of better class horse coming to Wexford now. You've Joseph O'Brien has a good few running on Wednesday. Willie Mullins sending down a few. And we don't know the cleared runners yet, but it looks like a decent card on Wednesday.
No, it definitely is going to be a decent card. We've very big entries. Like, I love to see big entries in maiden hurdles, because these horses coming into a maiden hurdle, you just don't know what they are until, you know, further down the year. The tricky thing with the March fixture is that it's so close to Cheltenham. It's the same in Gorn. We race on Friday and it's so close to Cheltenham, you don't get the Cheltenham horse. If you look back historically, like, I mean, Wexford Racecourse, it's a track that trainers are happy to send their horses to. They know it's a safe track and they know it's a fair track. Like, you take at the very end of last season, Manila Indo won in Wexford and sloshed up there in Wexford, and it's one of the favourites for the Gold Cup. So, you know, Henry the Bromhead wouldn't be sending a horse of that stature to Wexford if he wasn't fully trusting the track. So it's testament to Wexford Racecourse, and you'll see it on Wednesday. The fixture is kind of traditionally St. Patrick's Day. It's been moved forward a week. Well, we thought we were going to be able to take the week off and enjoy the Cheltenham races. We've been lucky enough to be given an extra fixture now on the 20th of March. We'll have two race meetings done by the 20th of March, which is great, you know, and it's brilliant to be in that extra fixture as well to kind of assist all them point-to-point trainers down in the southeast, of which there are an absolute monster number of them in Wexford.
The point-to-point not on at the moment. It's a bit of a bummer, really, particularly for Wexford handlers. But On the Saw is another great horse that won the first couple of races at Wexford, incidentally. But what's it like without spectators, Eddie? You had the Tyesses, which is always a great buzz. Must be a bit eerie, is it?
I'd actually say now, at this stage, it's actually starting to get almost horrible. We're delighted to be able to continue to race, and it's great that we're able to keep the show on the road. From a human perspective, from my own perspective, I mean, like, you've been up with me many a time on Tyestes, and, you know, we'd slip off into a corner and have a quick chat. It's the buzz of people that, like, that's why we do it, is the buzz of chatting to people and meeting people you haven't met for 12 months or 6 months. That's all gone. It's very clinical, if that makes sense. The race itself, all the protocols are in place, you run your race, but the 25 minutes between the last horse crossing the finishing line in a race and the start of the next one, it's absolutely soul destroying. You can't go in and talk to people, and you have to keep your distances away from everyone, and we have to all play by the rules. Pretty much sitting in your car or walking back the track on your own for 25 minutes, a lonely environment without overstressing it. It is not racing at all. It's great that we're able to let the Equine Stars take centre stage as they should, but from our perspective, they can't come back quick enough, Liam. I would nearly knock down a wall in Wexford and start dragging them in if I could. They just can't come back quick enough. Yeah. And hopefully the whole COVID thing, we'll get it under control and we'll have customers back. And by God, we'll appreciate them more than ever when we do get them back.
You said, Eddie, there is racing going ahead and it's well organise. One of the big races is Michael's father's late memorial race, is always one of the big races, the opening race meeting of the season. And there's Eddie O'Grady, Willie Mullins, Liz Doyle, Dennis Hogan. Gordon has some entered. They'll be entered under a different name, of course. We should stress that Gordon's horses will run, even though Gordon is suspended, which is good news for them, as we said last night. Paul Nolan, Noel Mead, all the top trainers have horses in that big race, the 3:25 on Wednesday.
It is a very good race, and it's great to see it being supported so well. There's a few horses coming into the race that you'd look at, and it'd be interesting to see what they can do. Paul Nolan's horse, Toucan, I think is a pretty decent horse, and Paul has a great record in Wexford. He's got Fortune Street there as well in that race. But the one that I kind of expected more from this year was Willie's horse, Runrise. It's Steve Parkin's horse, Clipper Logistics, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that horse running. Like, you know, it came in with a big name at the time and hasn't delivered yet, but maybe a nice bit of ground starting to come a little bit better, kind of heading towards a little bit of summer ground. Maybe that horse will come into his own on Wednesday. But as you rightly say, it's always a good race. It's always the race that kickstarts the season in Wexford.
We appreciate your time. It's a lovely sunny Sunday. You were telling me you have to go into Gorn. The work never stops. I wish you the very best of luck with your new venture in Wexford, and I hope to be able to catch up with you soon and watch racing live, which we should be able to do. But thanks for taking the call, Eddie, and the very best of luck.
No, thanks a million, Liam. Look forward to seeing you soon.